This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. While the full swing climbing season in the Alaskan Range is yet to begin, the planning stages for various groups are underway. One particular group of climbing scientists has been coming through Talkeetna for more than 10 years to collect ice core samples on Mount Hunter. KTNA's Katie Ryder spoke with a Dartmouth associate professor about his team's findings that capture a valuable history of more than 1,000 years.
Eric Osterberg, an associate professor of earth sciences at Dartmouth College, and his colleagues have been conducting field research on Mount Hunter since 2008 to capture climate history preserved in ice core samples. In 2013, two separate 700-foot-long ice cores were collected at an ideal location on Mount Hunter's summit plateau. Professor Osterberg explains the value of these ice cores and their ability to detect climate warming.
With the ice cores, they go back 1,000, or in some cases 2,000, 3,000 years in time. And so we're able to put these recent changes into a much longer context and say, you know, how unusual is this? And what our results show is that for the warming, this is really different.
Scientists have detected a 3.5 degree Fahrenheit increase in temperature over the past century. The ideal climbing season window has been shifting to a month earlier due to warmer temperatures. Osterberg described some of his observations on their climbing route.
You know, the biggest changes that we've seen have really been changes to the west buttress route. It seems like we need to be coming earlier and earlier in the season to try and avoid, later in the season when these snow bridges are melting out and people start falling into cracks.
While there is a tremendous amount of effort and teamwork in organizing a month-long trip on the glacier, the real work begins when they extract the ice cores. Professor Osterberg describes some of the findings in the ice cores.
And so when we compare the warming rates that we see in the ice core to the warming that's seen at, say, weather stations around Alaska down at sea level, what we see is that the mountains are actually warming faster.
Osterberg says that this is clear evidence that the climate is warming.
I'm really eager to stop talking about this and start doing something about it. We have to stop having this really silly debate about whether it's real.
The impacts of climate warming are troubling. As an expert scientist on climate change, Professor Osterberg states that society depends upon scientists for solutions to this growing problem.
How are we going to address this as a society in a responsible way that, you know, maintains our standard of living and keeps the economy rolling? And how do we do this in the way that it should be done and try and avoid the worst of these impacts?
In Talkeetna, I'm Katie Ryder.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.